USA Radio News. I'm Victor Paul. The House panel investigating the January 6th uprising at the U.S. Capitol laid the blame on Donald Trump Thursday night. Congressman and panel chairman Benny Thompson described the rebellion as Trump's last stand.
January 6th was the culmination of an attempted coup.
With testimony from the former president's closest advisors, the committee contends that Trump's alleged lies about election fraud and his effort to stop Joe Biden's victory led to the attack. This morning, the U.S. Labor Department said the cost of gas, food, and other goods and services jumped last month, raising inflation to a 40-year high. Consumer prices climbed 8.6% in May from 12 months earlier, faster than April's year-over-year surge of 8.3%. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Next week, drug manufacturers Moderna and Pfizer will have to convince FDA advisors that their vaccines work well in kids under 5, who are the only group not yet eligible for COVID vaccination. Dr. Susan Bailey is an allergist and immunologist in Fort Worth, Texas.
Data for the youngest age groups has been complicated by the emergence of new variants during the studies.
If the FDA's advisors endorse one or both shots, the CDC must then decide whether all young children need immunization or only tots at high risk. The police chief of the Uvalde, Texas school district, who was criticized for his actions during the shooting spree, said that he did not consider himself the person in charge as the carnage unfolded and assumed someone else had taken control. Chief Pete Arredondo also said he intentionally left behind both his police and campus radios before entering the school. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
As Russia's invasion of Ukraine grinds into its fourth month, the Associated Press reports that officials in Kyiv fear that the specter of war fatigue could erode the West's resolve to help push back Moscow's aggression. And speaking through an interpreter, Ukrainian President Zelensky said he fears the Russian blockade of Ukrainian Black Sea ports could result in millions of civilians starving to death.
We cannot export our wheat, corn, seed oil, and other goods, which used to play a stabilizing role on the global market.
Britney Spears has married her longtime boyfriend Sam Asghari at a Southern California ceremony that came months after the pop superstar won her freedom from a court conservatorship. The couple met on the set of a music video in 2016. The wedding day was not without unexpected drama. Spears' first husband was arrested after attempting to crash the wedding. And a courthouse in upstate New York was closed for fumigation on Tuesday after hundreds of cockroaches were released during an altercation that broke out. It began during proceedings in Albany City Court for 4 people arrested at the state capitol. A defendant who attempted to video the courtroom proceedings was ordered to stop, and in the altercation that followed, hundreds of cockroaches brought into the courthouse in plastic containers were released. I'm Victor Paul, USA Radio News.